Good evening. This is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be May 17th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Arden Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for any stations that are portable, battery powered, or mobile who would like to join us this evening. Please call now. I am now listening for any stations who are on Echo Link. Any stations on Echo Link who would like to join us, I will pause for 15 seconds. Okay, this is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Kathy.
JD2AIT, good evening.
KC2WI.
All right, Net recognizes George, Jeff, and Pete. Any other stations? Regular members or guests who would like to join us. Okay, George, you're at the top of the list, and hope things are doing good with you. And I heard a little while ago you mentioned you're a big proponent of echinacea. I am as well, so good to hear people are using some natural ingredients.
Yes, that's a roger, Kathy. I'm on this hum here. I'm having been trying to set up that Windows 10 onto my computer, and to a fashion it's working, though I'm not really enamored with it by any means. There's this new thing here. This is what a big thing I can point to it. Microsoft Edge, it says. So I tried using that as my what's Opera and all the other things, what you call them, internet access things or whatever, and no matter what I put in, it keeps saying, can't seem to find the thing, and or the thing suddenly goes into lockup. So maybe he can pull me in on a little something when he gets on, but other than that, the thing at least seems to be working, and at about the speed that it did before all this. So with that, temperature today, 56 degrees now, was the low for the day, 56, high was 72. Had rain a good part of the day, a lot of cloudiness, and then a little bit of sun late afternoon. So that's about it here. Say God bless 73s to the Chuckle Lady and Company and to PFM Clear.
Okay, George, well, thanks for joining us this evening. Yeah, we had about the same weather today. We've got 50 degrees here. Very good. Okay, next up is Jeff. Jeff, I bet you're at camp.
Yes, ma'am, at camp, KD2AIT. Just getting a late dinner here. Throwing a steak on the grill and some corn and, we'll see where we go from there. But anyway, I'm just sitting down to eat. It's been a long day, and I'm just going to grab some dinner and head off to bed. Bugs are out up here at camp. I'm sure you guys aren't far away, so I'm sure you got the black flies there too. And a little bit of rain today. Went out fishing. Not much luck. Caught a little trout, and that was about it. So anyway, I guess tomorrow afternoon it's supposed to rain too, so maybe we'll get some brush burning tomorrow. We'll see. Anyway, KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff, yes, we have black flies, and I'm the first one to know usually because they just swarm all over me. And I got out my my bug hat, which works somewhat. I wish I had a whole thing for my whole body. Oh, good, we'll get some rest, and you'll be up and about early tomorrow, I'm sure. All right, next up is Pete. Pete, I'm sure you were very busy today, as usual.
KC2WI, I was very busy. I'm still very busy. I'm trying to get ready for some mobile operation tomorrow for the, because I've got something I got, of course, happens on the same day. I'm going to the 9th Annual Adirondack Snowmobile Trails Conference in Long Lake, which unfortunately was scheduled the same day as the Armed Forces Communications Crossband Test, which every year I plan on doing, and then I don't know, I forget about it, or something else happens the same day, whatever. This year I just said, well, I'm going to spend 12 hours solid, but I'm going to really make an effort to contact a lot of stations. And this came up, and the other thing which I have to choose between is this and the, I don't know, it's like the 40th anniversary dinner for the Pleasant Rider Snowmobile Club, but I like going to this conference. So, original plan, and boy, right now it looks like I could have done it, but I think in the morning I would have regretted it. I figured, okay, here's the way I'm gonna fix this problem. I'm gonna go up and I'm gonna camp somewhere in Long Lake, and I'm gonna set up put up an antenna, and if I car camp, I can run 100 watts, take the big battery, and I'll have no, I'll be away from power lines. It'll be great. It'll be so much better than here. It's getting really, really bad here with the RF interference. But I looked at the forecast, and I said, no, I don't think so. Right now, I mean, if I had left here at 3 or 4 o'clock or whatever, I'm assuming it's clear up there too, but it's really hard to say what it's going to be like in the morning. It doesn't look as bad as originally. Boy, they were talking half to three quarters of an inch of rain and stuff like that, but nah, I still don't think it's camping weather. So I'm hoping that after the, I'll do a few, some on the way maybe, which is difficult. You can't really log things in the car unless you do it with a voice recorder or something. And maybe afterwards, if it's decent, I'll maybe go up to the Mount Sebattis Pavilion and operate. So I'm kind of throwing things together here, typical, instead of getting done early and getting out early. But that's par for the course here. Right now I'm wiring up some power pole connectors on a power supply. So if I do go someplace where I can plug in, I can do that. And of course, they had these really nice little HPS 1A or something, whatever. And they're both up in Lake Pleasant, so I can't take the little, two cigarette pack size 20 amp supplies. I got to take an RS-20, but that's okay. So that's the scoop. And I don't know, George. I know about what computer you have there. I think it's an Optiflex 745 and 755. And I've got a 755 it's one of those, I think it's the same like you have, you know, slimline case. It's a Core 2 Duo processor. I don't know what speed. 2 gigabytes of RAM. The machine originally came with Windows XP. It's got a Windows XP sticker on it. That computer runs Windows 10, I think, better than it ran XP. It's fast. I can open all kinds of windows and multiple browser windows and everything else. And so if it isn't running fast on yours, I think maybe you're just going to have to save all your files and install Windows 10 again until it don't save anything and see what happens. So that's what I would do, and probably what I would do just in case, which I don't think you can do because you don't have the facility to do it, I'd back up the whole hard drive first just in case that didn't work, and I could at least get back to where I was. KC2WI.
M2PFM. Okay, thank you, Kathy. Yeah, Pete, no, it's up there. It is working now. The speed is up. Locate and all, and then it comes up, can't reach page, this, that, and everything else. That's the only problem I seem to be having right now. Everything else so far seems to be working okay. I haven't tried to make any recordings yet with it, but which I haven't tested yet, but everything else so far seems to be working. It's just that one thing that the Microsoft Edge right now. I don't see some pointers on that. If there's something, so I see you got to open or something. I mean, I really don't know. M2PFM. And by the way, this is an Optiplex 745. The other older one there was a 70. That was the XP. This is the AirBrake computer. I'm on. That's the 745. M2. It was originally a Vista. M2PFM clear.
Pete, do you have any comments on that?
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I've installed, I didn't leave it on, there was a test, and I think it would have worked. I've installed that on a single core AMD something or the other, and it ran, so, you know, you should run good. What I would do is, here's what I think, you're trying to browse with Microsoft Edge, and it doesn't seem to be working. I would, you can find Internet Explorer if you look hard enough. It's still in there. Or if you have Firefox or Chrome, and see if they work. Because I've never seen a problem. Well, let's put it this way. When Edge works, it works, it's fast. But there are certain websites, certain web pages, it just doesn't open properly. But and it also has, I don't know why they've, you know, I can complain. I don't like the fact that you can't customize and do things, and you can't, like, just, it's hard to create favorites, and it's hard to put favorites on your desktop and stuff like that. It works pretty good, and it almost sounds to me like you don't have any internet connectivity to anything, and I would suspect that if that's the case, it's because Windows 10 does not know that, you know, it doesn't have a driver for the network. It's not a card, it's an adapter on the motherboard, but the network interface card that's in that computer. So if you have another browser you can use, try and see if you can get anything on there, and if you can't, then the answer is you're probably not really connected to the internet. So that would be my suggestion. KC2WI.
Yes, M2PFM again for one other thing. Yeah, it is working fine on the internet with the Mozilla and Opera. It's working fine. It was just on that Microsoft Edge thing. Well, I'll look a little further, see if not. I just don't have to use it. That's all, because everything else is working fine. All right, 73s. I'm sorry for interrupting the net. M2PFM clear.
No problem, George. That's good. It's good we found a solution for you. Okay, Pete, thanks for helping out, George. And this is KC2YXM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for further check-ins.
WA2U.
Okay, WA2U, you are up.
Okay, we'll say good evening to everyone on the Friday evening here, those on the net, and those out there, the multitude of listeners that we have out there in the central New York area. And always good to pick up some new things here. So, had a good day today. I transferred a number of things, got some mini discs together, and found a new home for them. So I, once the person sends me their address, I'll send them off. Person we used to know down at FYE in the Great Northern Mall. I'm envious. He has a desktop mini disc player and recorder, which that would be the way to go. I missed the opportunity with WCNY when they were getting rid of stuff, decommissioning it, whatever. So, but he says, well, I like it. I just don't have any mini discs. I said, well, you will. And so, as I said, I transferred a lot of stuff from mini disc onto an SD card, and then right that we have the ability of doing so. Boy, it sounds real pecky tonight here. And I have some tech thoughts a little bit later on. So did that, and what else? Did some, I guess, some woodworking projects. Working on a desk here, Kathy's getting refinished and refurbed and things, so did a little work with that. And I'm pleased to say, yesterday, we need a drum roll, the sign for the garden club left the house. They were taking up residency here. I'm glad they were gone. Everybody had a little part, and I had my part was mounting them to the post, and Kathy and some other people painted them, and then they had to be labeled, so they'll be around in various places, I guess, around the area here. I'm not sure how long they're going to last. They're really nice, though. I told you, you put them in front of some of the places, and now you see them, and now you don't, but that was one of the things that disappeared. And I mentioned, I think yesterday we had some people come over, and some younger people pick up some rocks that were out in the yard here and threw them off into the woods. Oh, and I was on, I didn't get to check into the net. Usually I check in relatively early, but I was on the phone with a good friend of ours and a neighbor is only about a mile and a half away, and he was giving me updates on our area. I was just asking Kathy if she brought in the bird feeder. She said, no, there's no bird seed out there, so I should be all set. I don't know if it was this afternoon or, let's see. In the past 24 hours, we had a nice black bear standing out in the middle of our driveway. We missed it, but someone drove by and waved to Yogi. So they're having a good time in our area here. They've been up on Barnhart Road and stuff. So Jeff mentioned the black flies, but we have the black bear. WA2, back to that.
Okay, John. Yeah, I think I'd rather have black bears than black flies myself, but depends on your point of view. Okay. KC2YXN here. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KA3TFB, a late check-in. Please put me on the payroll. Bill here in Franklin Park Borough, Western Pennsylvania, checking in. Over.
Bill, great. I was wondering about Echo Link this evening, but glad to hear you join us. And last time, I believe you said you were pretty ready to build the ark. So how are things there?
Roger, fine business here. Somehow, I think on the other link there, the 8 o'clock one, I gave the impression that we were dry as a bone. But what I was trying to say, I guess it didn't come out right, was 2 days ago was the only day it didn't rain. We had rain last night, and we are promised more rain. I have enough rain. You know, I have to cut the grass when it's high and wet. Maybe you should hire a goat. But anyhow, it's we had one day of no rain. But I'll tell you what, it's an interesting, it's been an interesting spring so far. A lot of oddities. But I don't want to hold the repeater down. I want to wish everyone a good one. I hope everyone that's listening will go out this weekend and celebrate Pentecost. KA3TFB, back to net control.
Okay, Bill, well, thanks for joining us, and glad you had a rain-free day. We're hoping to get more. We haven't had quite enough, and it has been a very, very odd spring. And I've wintered as well, but still got my peas in and my spinach and some lettuce and beets, so I'm ready to roll. All right, any other comments, queries, or any other check-ins, please call now.
WA2 with the tech thought for the evening.
Go ahead, WA2U.
Okay, WA2U here. Well, with the better weather coming, a lot of us will be working on antennas and projects and things related to antennas. And, of course, to make the antennas work, we need a good feed lines and good connectors and things. So I've had some experience, and I'd like to share it. I have no affiliation with any of the people or the groups that I'm mentioning here. I'm not involved in corporate level or anything. It's just a sharing of information for the good of, so to speak. One company is called NEMA. That's November Echo Mike Alpha Lima. And they're famous for all their coaxial cable. I dare anyone to try to stump them on cables. I've bought hardline from them. I bought Flexi 4L. I've had connectors put on half inch hardline, TNC connectors for those. A lot of the old cell phones. Used to have a cell phone that had TNC connector with a beam antenna. So if you have the cable run that you want to provide and the connectors, they can do it. And they probably have some of the cable looks almost like fire hose. I don't know if they do waveguide, but anyone that's into EME waveguide's a really good thing. And they have a phone number because someone's going to ask. It's 1-800-522-2253. 1-800-522-2253. I used to give this information out on the shortwave and scanner net that I used to do. Did a thousand of those nets for those that tuned in years ago. And then, of course, a lot of the new radios nowadays have various different types of connectors, SMA to reverse. They have BNC. A lot of the radios have some real odd connectors. I know especially some of the new Chinese-type radios. And there's a company that I enjoy getting parts and connectors from, and some of that stuff was the difficulty in finding Radio Shack. It's a company called DigiKey, and they have all kinds of connectors too and things. And fortunately, you don't have to order like a truckload of them. That's the other thing. A lot of the suppliers are out there. Don't have connectors and you need to have a boatload of them. But DigiKey, they're at 1-800-344-4539. That's DigiKey. 1-800-344-4539. So I have nothing to do with the companies or have any personal financial interest in them. I'm just passing information on just as QST does. So anyways, connectors are good to have this time of the year. Coaxial cable. I've always been pleased because when the cable arrives, I don't know how they can put it together. It's all weatherproofed, insulated. It's got the wire ties on. It comes in a box. It's all not all twisted up, and it's the way to go when you're if you spend the bucks on the antenna. You certainly want to have the connectors. And you know, you can have Teflon connectors if you want the gold ones. You know, they do the 1 5/8 with the brass connectors, anything else you need. So I know there's other companies, but I've been very, very pleased. And there's enough to do without putting connectors on there. I gone are the days I don't need to smell the soldering gun, and you know, big deal. I put a connector on a type, you know, half inch hardline or 7/8 inch hardline. So it's nice when it's professionally done. WATU back to that. Everyone have a great evening.
Okay, Jeff, thank you very much. I'll do one quick call up. See if we have any comments, queries, or late check-ins before we close.
KD2AIT Echo Link repeater. Have a good evening to all from KA3TFB. Logging off the Echo Link system.
Did anyone hear my transmission?
I heard all the way up until you said and.
Okay, and. And you take a metal detector to the beach.
And I will add to that, and you get a taste for freeform jazz.
There you go, Jeff. Thank you. Okay, this is KC2Y. Black River Valley ServiceNet. But before I do that, I would like to thank George, Jeff, Pete, John, and Bill for joining us this evening. And all you scanner listeners out there, and I know you're out there, and all anyone else who's been listening in too. Thank you all, and everybody have a great weekend, whatever it is you do. Stay safe and happy. So, 73s to all. This is KC2YXN clear.
Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, Dick from Utica, calling for the United County Traffic Emergency Network for check-ins. All calls, with or without traffic, will be welcome and appreciated.
This is M2PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike, up near Wildville. Good evening, no traffic.
Roger, M2 Papa Foxtrot Mike. Thank you, George. Calling for Octen. All stations with or without traffic are welcome. Calling for Octen. All stations are welcome with or without traffic. Check-ins will be appreciated. Check-in, much appreciated, N2PFM, KC2OVB, clear.